This morning's readings say a lot about hospitality. I've always loved that line, the Tenebrith of Mambre. What is a Tenebrith? I have no idea. But Mambre is a location. But when three guests appeared, the host, recognizing he must be hospitable, welcomes these men with water to bathe, to drink, to feed them, and to give them sustenance and rest. And then we have in the gospel today, we have the beautiful story of Jesus going to Martha, Mary, and Lazarus into their home. And this was kind of Jesus's, for lack of better words, his hangout. These were his closest friends. He felt they were the family that he could let his hair down, to laugh, to talk, to be present with them. The Benedictines have always had a tradition in July of celebrating the feast of not just St. Martha, but St. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, host of the Lord. Well, in our Roman calendar, just recently before he died, I think it was last year, Pope Francis declared that that feast would then, of St. Martha, would have the same name now as the Benedictines, St. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, host of the Lord. Why is that important? I think hosting is something we as Southerners are known for. Hospitality, bringing people into our homes, therefore into our life and into our inner circle. And bringing someone into our home implies trust. They become part of us, and we know that we physically are safe with those people, our valuables, our children, our livestock. We trust those that come into our sphere with everything that we have, and people don't violate that. And if they do, they're certainly not welcome back. Martha and Mary were both, you know, in a typical home, had things to do to get ready. But Mary sat down and decided the dishes can wait, the setting up can wait. And she sat at the feet of the Lord, listening, pondering the words of the Lord. And then Martha, quite upset, and, you know, we understand why, "Lord, tell her to get off her butt and help me, because I just got a lot of work to do, and because you know what, Lazarus wasn't getting up to do it." And so we have that beautiful line, or Mary, I'm confusing my peoples here. "Martha, Martha," I always think of Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. If you're old enough, you know. "Marcia, Mary has chosen the better part." It's that whole dichotomy that we have, that tension between work and prayer, active and contemplative. And we need both in our life. As Benedictines, the motto of Saint Benedict is ora et labora. Pray and work. And so we have to have that blend of both. And some people will avoid prayer and say, "My work is my prayer." No, you can't do that. Oh, I just want to pray all day and love Jesus. Well, the floors don't get mopped and the dishes don't get done. How do we blend that in our life? Because we need to have both. And so this point of hospitality is that we, when people present themselves to us, we see them as Christ before us, and we serve them. And it may be food and beverage. It may be a place to stay. It may be an ear that listens. It may be a hug that someone needs in a time of grief or pain. But then that person moves on, and we go on with our daily life in that balance of work and prayer. Martha and Mary give us that great example of how we live faithfully, one moment at a time, one moment working, one moment praying and listening, one moment rejoicing, one moment mourning. But we do it in faith because we follow Jesus Christ. May these Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, the host of the Lord, be great examples for us to serve the Lord in those that we see before us.